He had never deceived them. They had never gone without anything. They didn't lack anything. He paid them well so they could take care of their families. He anointed them so they could go and do the work he did. If you read Matthew Gospel chapter 10, it'll tell you how that when he had said in chapter 9 that pray ye the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Then he immediately called them, those 12, and anointed them, gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and so forth and so on. They had seen this man not only do the work, but he anointed them to do it. And they know they couldn't do it because they never did anything like that before. So you can imagine somebody have done this kind of this thing. Have you ever been with someone? Come on. You travel with them and they paid everything. All you did was just sort of rock and roll along with them. I had a few of them. When you start talking about putting them out, you know, taking them by the house, putting them out, they don't really want to get out. So these disciples had seen the goodness of God through this man, Jesus. And he was talking about leaving them. You know their heart was, they were disturbed. And so he said, just read along with me. So he said, because he had told them that I'm going to give you a new commandment at the last part of chapter 13. I'm going to give you a new commandment that you love one another as I've loved you. And you love one another the same way I've loved you. And he had shown them love. So he said to them, beginning in the 14th chapter of John Gospel, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Now listen to what he, because see, he began to open up and share some things with them. And this is why you read the Bible, this is why you meditate upon it, because it's so much. God wants us to be knowledgeable of our kingdom that we've been born into. I'm going to say it again because that kind of went over your head. I said, God wants you to be knowledgeable of the kingdom that which you have been born into. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And that Paris translation said, and other translations said, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whence I go, you know the way. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whence thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you know me, you should have what? Know my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Verse 8, Philip did what? Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it's what? Suffices us. It'll satisfy me. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long a time with you? And yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has what? Seen the Father. Now listen to what he said. He has seen me, has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then? Show us the Father. Verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am where? In the Father, and the Father is where? In me. Or else do what? Believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now listen to what Jesus is saying here now. talking about, we're still talking about the friend. He's our friend. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And what? Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13 said, and whatsoever ye shall do what? Ask, or let's use another word. Whatsoever ye shall ask, or whatsoever you shall demand in my name, that will I do. Oh, that sounds like a close relationship. And he's talking about leaving them. He said, whatever you demand in my name, I will do. Okay, verse 13, where I stop. That what I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you shall what? Ask, or you look that word up, that's, it'll say demand, the Greek word demand. In my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandment. Huh? And I pray the Father, he should give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Jesus assured them that, first of all, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. And I'm going to prepare a place for you so you could be with me. And after he did that, he said, now I'm going to take my place where I used to be. I'm paraphrasing, where I used to be before I left the Father's right hand. I'm going back to that place. But I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to send you another friend, that he will dwell, abide, live in you forever. And at this point, he went on to say, go ahead, put it back up there. Let's go a little further in this particular chapter, because to get the point, you need to get the message. Then I'll go on. Go ahead and put up verse 19 on the screen again, and show you how God wanted you to understand how much you are a part of him, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to teach you all about the Father, will, and the Son. Jesus, the head of the church, your head operates and tells your body how to function. Am I right? So he said in verse 19, let a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that time, ye shall know that I am in the Father. And notice what he said. You shall know that what I am in the Father, and ye are in me, and I in you. See, that was the Holy Spirit's job, to reveal that truth to him. Friend. Whew. He that has my commandment and do what? And keepeth them, he is he that. See, your love for Jesus is very distinct and clear. How do you know you love Jesus? I do what he say. If I rebel against him, I really don't love him. See, you don't have to kid yourself. It can be real clear. How much do you love Jesus? How much time you spend with him in the Word? How much time you spend with talking to him? Holy Spirit wants to help you talk to the Father. Woo. So he said, he that has my commandment keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that what? Now listen to what he said. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Did y'all hear that? Are y'all listening? Y'all just sitting back there. Because these things are so important.